Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monk Dubiel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Monk Dubiel. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball four. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanky. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Stanky steals second. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko takes first base on ball four. Baumholtz moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a line drive into left field. Rickard picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rickard. Baumholtz scores. Sauer scores. Pafko moves to third. Reich moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel bunts towards first. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanky covering, for the out. Smalley moves to second. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch hits a line drive to left field. Rickard throws towards Stanky. Stanky fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stanky. Smalley scores. Jeffcoat goes all the way around to score. Mauch moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauch scores. Baumholtz moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Vern Bickford. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Reiser reaches second base with a double. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Barrett now pitching. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0 for 0 in the game. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Owen scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffcoat. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Dark applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mauch hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Sauer who is chasing the ball. Mauch reaches third base with a triple. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Reich strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell pinch hits for Red Barrett. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to second. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first, with double covering, for the out. Russell moves to third. Stanky moves to second. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Sauer, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dubiel strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jeffcoat bunts towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Cubs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Reich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Cubs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Reich hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards first. Reich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger pinch hits for Gene Mock. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive towards third. Pafko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Tommy Holmes pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. Crandall moves to second. It's 10-1, Cubs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Holmes moves to second. It's 10-2, Cubs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Stanky moves to second. It's 10-3, Cubs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-4 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky scores. Fletcher moves to second. It's 10-4, Cubs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.